Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Melinda Stevens, with Rheumatology Consultants. With us today is Dr. Bruce Rothschild, who is a clinical professor at Indiana University Ball Memorial Hospital in Indiana. He is with us today to discuss antiphospholipid antibodies in JAK inhibitors and the risk of thrombosis. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Rothschild.
My pleasure.
What are the concerns of JAK inhibitors for the treatment of rheumatic diseases?
Well, the major concern relates to its effect on the hematologic system and the immune system. And therein, we're talking about depression of predominantly of white and red blood cell counts and reduction of resistance to infection. Additionally, there are some complications or issues that may be more specific to one inhibitor than another. There are basically four components in the JAK category, and inhibitors are not necessarily specific to one or another. The inhibition of some actually may be more hazardous than others. There are additional concerns about neurologic side effects, and these may be somewhat inhibitor specific, but the phenomenon of dizziness, of loss of balance, of aphasia and amnesia have been concerned, and of peripheral neuropathy. The major challenge is we don't know how much of this is reversible. As with any medication that a rheumatologist uses, its use must be monitored, and we do. And the issue is when we spot a problem, we have to make a decision whether the problem is sufficient enough to outweigh the benefit of the medication. And then the other question is it reversible when the medication is either stopped or no longer needed? And some of those questions have yet to be answered with the JAK inhibitors.
In your opinion, are the concerns validated enough in the literature?
I would say to the extent of the information we know, they are validated, but with the caveat that we don't know how much is reversible.
How can a rheumatologist identify adverse events attributable to JAK inhibitors used to treat RA? Is this difficult considering comorbidities and other factors?
Well, anytime a adverse event occurs in a patient being seen by a rheumatologist or on any of our medications, we have to consider whether this is inherent to the disease, whether it's a complication from an infection or another agent, whether it's related to the comorbidities, whether it's related to the medications used to treat the comorbidities, or whether indeed it is related to our own medications. So it's always a challenge, but it's one that we're trained for. And as far as identifying the events, the most important thing is monitoring. Now, we all have our habits on how we monitor. I happen to evaluate a patient about a week or two after initiating any new medications or major change in medications, whether it be instituted by myself or by one of the individuals for whom I consult. The basic challenge is not just the medication and its side effects or potential side effects, but the interactions with other medications. And this, we are really neophytes, and it's a matter of having a search image that's wide enough to spot something that may be a problem, which is what rheumatologists are very good at.
What is the role of antiphospholipid antibodies? Can rheumatologists use their presence as an indication of thrombotic events?
Antiphospholipid antibodies have come to the forefront of rheumatologic care because they are much more common than we initially thought. We initially associated them with systemic lupus erythematosus, but subsequently learned that they are much more common. These are very common and associated with things like strokes and myocardial infarctions outside of the rheumatologic realm. So it's important in any patient that you're seeing to evaluate the presence of these antibodies. This has to do with two major factors. One is the risk, of course, for thrombotic events, and secondarily, efficacy of medications. Coumadin or warfarin is a difficult medication to use. There's a lot of variation with interactions, and maintaining a safe but effective dose of medication is a challenge. So when you get this, there is a propensity or a desire to use something less problematic, less complicated. Now, heparin as an injection is a little complicated to use, requires a lot of monitoring, in contrast to some of the agents which have standard doses. Unfortunately, those agents that have standard doses don't work in individuals with antiphospholipid syndrome. So it is, I believe it's important to know in anyone who has any thrombotic event or risk of same to assess the presence and if they are present to modify the therapeutic approach. That being said, it is especially critical in the individuals who are going to be placed on the JAK inhibitors. Now these Janus kinase inhibitors, there are four varieties, and it seems like the JAK2 inhibitors may have more of an interaction with the antiphospholipid antibodies and may be more of a risk for thrombotic events. So in anybody with the presence of antiphospholipid antibodies, my bias would be to avoid use of agents that are specifically JAK2. And the agent that has been at the forefront of this is the baricitinib, which has been associated with thrombotic events. Now, I should say there is another side of it, and that is the definition of antiphospholipid antibody, and which antibodies are important, and there have been standard approaches of what are called antiphospholipid antibodies, either in the IgG or IgM variety, and that's to a large extent where limitations have been made in evaluation. But it turns out the IgA antiphospholipid antibodies are equally important. And there are other antibodies which have been found to be important also. So this is a developing area of what is critical to look at. When discussing antiphospholipid antibodies, the major areas to examine are anti-cardiolipin antibodies, as so named, of the IgG and IgM variety. Additionally, anti-cardiolipin antibodies need to be examined. Those are the primary ones that are examined today of the IgG and IgM variety. Personally, don't believe that's sufficient. I believe that the IgA antibodies are equally important, often overlooked. And there's one other thing, and that's the phosphatidylserine antibodies are another class. Now, these are not the only coagulation precipitating or predisposing antibodies that occur, but these are the most common and most important to look for.
What is the key takeaway a rheumatologist should know about the use of JAK inhibitors and risk for thrombosis?
The key takeaway is the patients have to be monitored, antiphospholipid antibody presence identified at the time of patient initiation on these medications to assess their safety. That's basically the bottom line. We need to know the antiphospholipid antibody status of these patients.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Rothschild.
My pleasure.